Welcome to the Habesha Finance Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you achieve financial independence and overcome your money problems. I'm Matt, bringing you the education and tools to help you get your life back, build wealth, and make a difference. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 23. I'm your host, Matt. Thanks for joining me on this episode. Five lessons cross country taught me about financial independence. Back in 2003, during my senior year of high school, I ran my personal best 5K, which is 3.1 miles in 17 minutes and 21 seconds. That wasn't nearly as fast as some of my peers, but you can bet I was still proud of that time. I was proud because I remember joining the cross-country team as a freshman running 2 miles in a little over 15 minutes. No, that's not a typo. 2 miles in over 15 minutes. Interestingly though, some of the greatest lessons in life for me have come from running and my experiences as part of the cross-country team in high school. Cross-country taught me the power of teamwork and individuality at the same time. Cross country taught me to persevere and dig deep within myself for that last bit of strength whenever I felt like giving up or settling for mediocre. As I've started this path to financial independence, I think back to some of the ways cross country prepared me to handle this journey to financial independence without even knowing it. The first way, financial independence at your own pace. It's true. Personal finance is personal. Financial independence is, well, personal. When I joined the cross-country team, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I thought running a really long distance would be as simple as that. Nope. There was more to cross country than simply running, and I realized it would take time for me to be a decent runner. I couldn't compare myself to the faster runners. I had to practice and train at my own pace and build from there. Financial independence is the same way. Personal finance is also the same way. What works for me may not work for you. And that is something we all have to remember when it comes to saving, investing, and spending. My rules for investing are my rules, and even if you decide to follow them, I recommend you develop some rules of your own. For example, I try to keep my own personal savings rate around 30 to 50% of my income, but some people may like it higher than 50%, and others would rather keep it around 15 to 20%. It's your money, your rules. Save and invest and spend at your own pace as you journey on the path to financial independence. Next, teamwork and community. As much as cross country is an individual sport, it's also a team sport. The team's performance and ranking at meets and matches depends on the collective performance of the top five runners. So to win races, our top runners would need to train and practice together. I can still remember being challenged by the fastest runner in our school whenever we would practice. We would all have dinners together and special races called invitationals that only us top runners would be able to go to. In the same way, being a part of the Choose FI community has been a great experience for me. This community has been a profound contributing factor to helping my family and I get on the path to financial independence and take action today on the future retirement that we will have. You need a community, so get plugged in where you can unashamedly ask those quote-unquote dumb questions about money and get helpful answers. The Choose FI Facebook group is an awesome community that I am a part of and recommend to anyone. I will have a link in the show notes for the Choose FI Facebook group, and I highly recommend you just go and join the group and just ask a question and see how many awesome and amazing people are just willing to give you some helpful tips and helpful advice. the next way that cross country has helped me on the path to financial independence and is currently helping. And it's this idea of weathering the storms. When running in the fall season in Atlanta, Georgia, you typically get exposed to all kinds of weather. You can pretty much guarantee rain, shine, and everything else in between. Finances are the same. You're going to experience all kinds of different financial storms. Don't be afraid. I had to learn to run in the rain, and in the same way, I am learning to handle any outside factors that can affect my path to financial independence. Try to find simple ways to win with money. When it rains outside, all you need is an umbrella to be safe. You will face some sort of financial storms, like stock market crashes, personal emergencies, and even low-income periods. Being prepared for the bear market storms will help you enjoy the bull market good times. And so weather the storms, weather the financial storms, do your best to set yourself up financially for when those storms come. Not if, but when those storms come. Number 4, find the right coach. Running cross country is very much about form and technique, as it is about strength and endurance. I had no form or technique when I started my running career in high school. This is why I ran 2 miles in over 15 minutes. Thankfully, I had one of my greatest mentors in life who was also our cross-country coach. He was a man of integrity and always made sure we stayed diligent with our practices and training. I look back and realize he really coached us to be great runners and great individuals in life. What this means is that you need a coach to help you along your path to financial independence. Try to find someone who is honest. When it comes to money, this can be hard. This is why you have to research professional advisors before you pay them. This is your money, this is your future, and you need to make sure that whoever you pay for advice better be worth it. And for those who say, well, a professional financial advisor is too expensive, this is where community comes in. This is where plugging yourself in to different personal finance communities, different groups, can really be a big help. I've already linked to the Choose FI Facebook group, and I encourage you to go to brotherfi.com/subscribe, enter your email, and connect with me. There's no reason why you have to journey on this path alone and questioning so many different things. You have the opportunity to learn from and grow from the knowledge of the people who have gone through what you're probably going through. And if you don't reach out to these people who could be your coach or who could just give you that one piece of advice that you just needed to hear to get your finances straight, then you'll continue to be lost and never ever get anything accomplished. So get yourself plugged in, get yourself on the email list, and get access to the free financial independence checklist. This is a simple way, an easy guide for you to get on the right path to financial independence and learn more about yourself and the way you simply handle money. Last but not least, keep learning, keep improving. One lesson I have carried with me is to keep learning and keep improving in all that I do, whether it's money or relationships or whatever. I didn't start out as a fast runner, but by my final season, I was one of the top runners in the school and even county. With finances, you have to keep learning and improving daily. So whether it's information about investing or taxes, I encourage you to continue to read, learn, listen to podcasts like this one, and just do all you can so you can improve daily. It's all about those daily gains. Don't worry about getting from A to Z. You have to realize that success is going from A to B and B to C, and then C to D, and so forth. You're not going to skip steps. There's a reason why a home, a good structure, a skyscraper, a bridge, or any sound structure that's ever built starts with the foundation. And from the foundation, you build on top of that and so forth. You can't build a roof without a supporting structure and a good foundation, or else that house or that building will collapse. And the same goes for you on this journey to financial independence. You've got to build a good foundation that you can learn from and improve upon. And don't worry about any setbacks. And just remember those other four lessons: that you handle your finances at your own pace. You make sure that you've got a good community around you. Also, continue to weather those financial storms. And make sure you have the right coach with you. Make sure you have a good mentor or someone who can hold you accountable when it comes to spending and saving your money. So I hope you enjoyed these five lessons that Cross Country taught me about financial independence, about personal finance, and feel free to leave a comment or a question under the show notes. And until next time, I hope you all have a great and purposeful week.